Corinthians business for millions of dollars, and Allah, He knows best. Only you are asking forgiveness. And you are asking to be for Muslims a good one. Because we have particularly Muslim world, we have so many problems waiting solution, and because our Muslims, they are not connected to each other, they are separated, we are looking someone from non-Muslim countries to bring solution for our problems. That is a blame for Muslim world. But what we can do? So many things, so many problems in Islamic world now we have. Waiting solution. And people looking if that one coming should be perhaps better for us, or that one coming should be better for us. People coming hesitating between two sides and asking forgiveness from Allah Almighty.
Amen.
And to send us who is more supporting Muslims, who is going to be with Muslims to make Muslims to stand up. And may Allah grant to Ummat Muhammad, peace be upon him, a sultan. Bi hurmati al-Habib, hurmati al-Fatiha.
Quarter to twelve.
Now good. I was looking and seeing 2:01, and I'm saying we are so late. Alhamdulillah. We have a short association for your honor. And we hope that Islam getting up, standing up, and kufr coming down.
Amen.
Fatiha. What is your name?
Tar Muhammad.
Tar Muhammad? Is Tar? Tar?
Tar, yeah.
Tar Muhammad. Strong one. If looking to him, you may feel from him that you must respect him. Even without his ranks, or without his title, that person must be respected, or must give inspirations through in front of him, that one should be respect him without a title. If title giving a person greatness, it is imitated. Real greatness that you are saying, hey, but it is a grant from Allah Almighty. At the time of Sayyidina Omar, Allah blesses him, from Byzantium just had been sent one ambassador to meet Khalifa Amir al-Mu'mineen. He arrived to Medina al-Munawwara ala sakini abdal wa salatu wa salam. And he was asking, where is Qasr, palace of Amir al-Mu'mineen or King of Muslims? Where is his fort? Where is his palace? They are saying no palace for him. And he is asking, I am coming on behalf of my emperor to visit him and to give what my emperor is sending to him from writing and something else. And I must meet him. If he has not any palace, where he is and how I can reach to him. They are saying it is easy to reach to him, because there are customs for kings and emperors to be in huge palaces and so many guardians around that palace, so many soldiers, and it is not easy to reach to emperor or king so quickly and easily. And he was saying, how I can reach to Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sultan of Muslims? And as-Sahaba saying, now it is the time of Qailula. Qailula means between before noon praying, after sun rising, it is the time, any time there, sleeping a little bit, that is Qailula, sleeping, because they were getting up night for night praying tahajjud. And after sun rising, they were in need for a short rest. And they said, he is now taking his short sleep, resting. Alhamdulillah, he was Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sultan al-Muslimin, and his territory, Islam's territory, between China and two North Africa up to Atlantic Ocean, and he was Emir Sultan, and he was having a time for resting, and his governing so huge state. Now when a president sitting, there is 10 telephones. Yes, sir. I am not speaking to you. I am sorry that I am answering. But never. And finding a time for a rest. They said just he is taking his rest. Where? There is a garden, palm trees, date gardens. He always going there, a cool weather through that garden. He likes to sleep there. You know, surprising. I must see him where. One of you, please take me to him. And one Sahaba taking him and approaching to that garden. And Sahaba is standing here and showing to him, look, he is there sleeping. Go to him. And Sahaba getting back. He was asking to approach, but beginning to trembling, as a person looking for a lion. Saint Omar, resting. He approached, but becoming trembling, whole organs. A sleeping person. And he was saying, I was with so many kings and emperors. I have been with them, but never going to be such a fear from themselves that they are out looking so strong, giving to people greatness, but I never feared from one of them. But this person is sleeping, but I am wondering what happened to me, that whole organs trembling. That is something that Allah Almighty dressing to him, to Ashab, to Sahabi Kiram. That is haymat, greatness. Not titles giving greatness. Titles greatness, it is rubbish. Real greatness from Allah Almighty to His servant. Therefore this we are speaking on presidents in UN. There are so many much more powerful people that gives to anyone greatness but they are taken away, and only through our, in front of people, coming son of Bush, or brother-in-law Clinton, or another person. And they are asking to be a big one, great person, through their titles. Therefore, no any good result for dunya from those people whom they are going to be elected, because election is battle. Election just battle. No election in Islam. But there is Sultan. Sultan just prepared to be Sultan. And then his crown prince just prepared and educated and trained to be Sultan in future. But in democratic systems and republican systems, there is not such a thing. Who may bring much more people to make like this? Bringing from jungle a person, or bringing from flea market to someone, or bringing from a pub. Every night calling one, fighting one, and so many people make like this, and coming to be president, or to be MP. That's it. Therefore, no haybat, no greatness dressed people now. And they are asking greatness through their titles. Therefore, I'm saying, they are saying Bush. But I know that Bush never giving a satisfaction to people. But he knows and he looks that much more people running after him. Therefore, he's saying that maybe next president going to be elected, the son of Bush, second Bush. First Bush, his father, Bush the first, this Bush the second. And Bush the first, much more powerful his personality than his son. And but I am saying, looking that his personality more stronger than Bush. That is my looking. But the last judgment for Allah Almighty. And I'm asking from Allah Almighty to bring him one of his servants that he should be strong. He should have strong personality, because that person who is coming to be a president in America, US, meaning you're a donkey. Sheikh Hisham was warning me, don't say U.S. And I was shouting for speaking, I don't know. I'm saying U.S. and showing this is U.S. Dollar. What do you say? I may say you donkey? U.S. better.